consider myself a hearty eater. I love vegetables and stuff. I eat a lot of them during the week, but by the weekend, my body is ready for a date with some satisfying food. Hi, I'm Quantella Noto, Associate Professor and Director of Hospitality Management at Southeast Missouri State University, and this is On the Menu. Surf and turf is on the menu. You know that's the successful marriage of meat and seafood, right? The classic or original surf and turf is filet mignon and lobster. That's a delicious combination for a special occasion, but I want you to have this meal at home on any occasion. Several places lay claim to its origin. The West Coast, to serving at 520 feet above sea level at the Seattle Space Needle in 1962 during the World Fair. And Massachusetts claims that Lowell was the birthplace of the dish, where it received the name surf and turf in 1966. Of course, before steakhouse menus, Native Americans had their own surf and turf feast as far back as the 17th century. And by the way, in Australia, it's called reef and beef. I think you may need to remember that one day. The turf is expensive, I know. The cost of steak is high, but a good one is worth the price. Have it for date night and you can justify it. Just say you're smitten and you can't help yourself. Try to get the best steak you can. Prime rib, dry aged, Angus, Wagyu. Don't spare any dimes. I recently dined at Jeff Ruby's Steakhouse in Louisville, where I enjoyed a Wagyu Japanese A5 ribeye, the rarest of rare. Man, that thing was amazing. They gave me a steak knife, but the butter knife did the job. It was like eating beef-flavored butter. What is a Wagyu A5 ribeye? A Japanese Wagyu steak is one of the most sought-after beefs in the world. It comes directly from Japan, where it's raised on small farms according to the highest traditional standards. Diet, exercise, and environment are all under strict supervision to meet the requirements of Japan's grading system for their premier premium imported beef. Imported, yes, you can go online and buy some of that. It's going to be lovely. You can surf the turf any way you like. Scallops are good. Crab cakes are better. You're going to need some remoulade sauce with those crab cakes. And if you're adventurous, oysters on the half shell work. Rockefeller them, and the added spinach can be your veggie. I like to keep it classic and simple with jumbo shrimp cocktail with just enough horseradish in the sauce to tickle my nostrils. You can get the vibe started with an old school relish tray, you know, some celery, some olives, some pickles, some cheese, maybe slide in a little salmon dip, a little trout dip, and some crackers. Side this with a crisp salad, wedge of course. A Caesar works, God forbid, not a salad with nuts and fruits, and yes, a potato please. Any preparation works. What to wash this down with, you ask? All non-alcoholic beverages are great. If you're going to imbibe, a well-crafted cocktail or ice-cold beer is going to quench your thirst. But I know that you know. Red wine is the pairing. A sommelier that I know would recommend a Cab Franc or Merlot. I prefer Zinfandel personally. Now, after all of that, if you're still upright and breathing, go ahead and have a slice of chocolate cake, cheesecake, maybe some ice cream. It may be good night, lights out after that meal. Okay. May not be the best date night meal after all. I don't know. But a memorable one for sure. Speaking of lights out, I think I'm out of time. I'm Quantella. Join me next time to find out what's on the menu.